defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone in my America shirt today. Do you like my shirt today? If you were watching the Facebook live stream with me earlier today, I'm in my pink ribbon girl's hat and my America Love It or Leave It shirt. My daughter saw me put it on before the Facebook Live event at noon today when we were streaming. And she said, "That's a fun shirt, Dad." I said, "You know what? It is a fun shirt. And I've worn it before, so I'm going to wear it again today." And Pincus asked me, "Is there anything going on this shirt that would get me kicked out of a NASCAR event?" The answer is absolutely not. These are all 100% American legit flags. America, love it or leave it. Going to be a great program today. Got a lot to cover with you. And we're going to round out the week with one of my closest friends on earth ever, Amber Q Now. Amber Q Now.
Mark Walters,
how you doing today out there in Phoenix, Arizona? What do you think of the shirt? Are you digging the shirt?
I dig it.
Now, I should say that not only are you participating on the show today, but you are also watching the live stream of the show today, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we need to tell everybody. If you're listening on dozens of radio stations across the country, thank you very much. We appreciate it. All of our fantastic affiliates across the nation. If you're watching the live stream, check it out. If you're not, you can go just don't do it while you're driving, please. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio and scroll down and watch us live as we live stream around the world. Thousands of you are doing that every day, and we appreciate it. And if you're watching on your television screens, welcome in, and thanks for having us in whatever room or device you're watching us on. We appreciate that very much. Amber, let's get started. I got I research I do, I kind of triage throughout the week, right? And then throughout the day, really on the daily show, and then kind of find what's best for the program at that moment leading right up to the show, right?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Nancy Pelosi?
Unfortunately.
Hold on. Let me drink some of my Red Bull. Pelosi. Hold on. No food or drink in studio, right? Too bad. Okay, Nancy Pelosi. She's at it again today. And I have to wonder, audience, I want you to walk along with us. Hold our hands with us as we walk you through this. Amber, as you know, gun ownership is at record highs right now, is it not?
Yes.
In virtually every demographic, correct?
Yes.
Women, minorities, doesn't matter. Gun ownership at record levels. Pelosi today, just a couple hours ago, renewed her push for gun control on the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting. Now, dare I say that as awful as that event was in Orlando, that event is not on anybody's mind right now as the nation is being ripped apart at the seams by leftist ideologies. Is that a fair statement to say without disregarding what happened at the Pulse, Amber?
Absolutely. There's going to be a tragedy that happened, but what we're dealing with here and now is pretty crazy, and everyone deserves the right now and always, every single minute of every day, to defend themselves.
So what we've got now, this is where Nancy Pelosi is so disconnected in all of her idiocy and her ideology. She's been, I say she, her party, she hasn't admitted it yet, but she's going to. She'll cave in to the wingnuts of her party, I can promise you. And we want her to. We want her to come out, and we want her to say defund the police. We want her to do these things, and she will at some point. After weeks of focusing, and I'm quoting from a Fox story now, on a call for police reform, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi renewed her push for gun control today, Friday, the four-year anniversary of the deadly shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando. She noted that the House passed the Bipartisan Background Checks Bill Act and Enhanced Background Checks Act to ensure universal background scrutiny, but the Senate has not yet taken the bills up for a vote. The men and women murdered at Pulse were there to enjoy an evening of music, dancing, and celebration, and she goes on to talk about Pulse. Is Nancy Pelosi dead from the neck up in not paying any attention to what her ideology is doing to cities across the country and, in fact, driving gun sales through the roof? Amber, please talk to me about this and keep me grounded, please. Amber, please.
Well, she lives in la-la land. Like, she lives in some fantasy world that I can't even begin to understand. And to talk about defunding the police and then going on and on about gun laws at the same time is just stupid. Everyone from all walks of life, from conservatives to liberals, everyone is waking up to their agenda. Everyone is starting to see them for what they are, and they're starting to take a stand. And regular people that didn't have guns before are seeing the need for them now, and they're not going to listen to this stuff that she's pushing out there, because it just doesn't make any sense. It's not realistic.
Well, then help me explain something to me for the benefit of listeners. Let's you and I talk as we would if we were sitting across a table, which we have done before. If we were sitting across a fire pit, which we have done before. If we were sitting across a grill smoking food while we were armed prior to a live show in a courtyard in Phoenix, which we have done before. On the phone, if we talk about this, which we have done before. For the benefit of listeners, let's have this conversation. What do you think is going through her head? Why would she do that? Now, let's keep some of the colorful language out of that, mindful of where we are. But what in the world is going through her head?
Well, I think the first thing is control. She wants to control everybody. They want to keep people afraid, but control them at the same time. And that doesn't work. There are people out there that are afraid. Okay, right? So what are you going to do, Mark, when you're afraid? If you're afraid of getting robbed or driving down the street and your car getting mobbed or whatever, what do we do? What do we think about? We think about carrying our gun with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does Nancy Pelosi think about? I don't know. Honestly, I don't even know what she thinks. I'm not totally sure that there's much going on in there. But really, it's just about control. Anything that they can do to control us, to keep us afraid, to just stomp all over our rights, I mean, that's what they do. That is absolutely what they do. And the funny thing is the more they do that, the more, not just us. I mean, we're already pretty akin to what they're doing here, right? But the liberals are like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So they're starting to really question it. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I will never get sick of it.
I'm with you on that. Let's take that to gun ownership, I think, because we know that a large percentage, it's going to be impossible for us to know specifically, but we know a percentage of, anyway, a large amount of the millions of new gun owners since this nonsense all began is left-wing, is liberal, are those who might have in the past decried my right and your right to keep and bear arms, or screamed for some of this new gun control and these ludicrous background checks, which would not have stopped the Pulse nightclub or any other killing Nancy Pelosi wants to attack at it or throw at it. None of them would have been stopped by any of the measures that she's passed in this ridiculous bill. Not one. The only thing it would have done is infringed on our rights. And you've got millions of Americans who tried to buy guns that maybe were part of that. And now all of a sudden, Amber said, oh, wow, why does this apply to me? What do you mean I can't get my gun shipped to my house? What do you mean I got to wait 10 days? What do you mean I got to get a card, registration card? I need this now. I don't have 45 days to wait. So those people are in the mix, are they not?
I need to see how they're affected. It's easy to agree with something and make laws for something that you think doesn't affect you. And if you don't own a gun and you don't like guns because you don't own a gun and you don't understand them, it's not going to affect you very much, right? So you just don't pay much attention to it. But now it's starting to affect them because there's a lot going on right now, and they're starting to really wake up to what's going on and just all the kind of BS surrounding it, which I think it's great, because as many conversations as I've tried to have with people, and I'm sure you've tried to have with people that want more gun laws, that are anti-gun, they don't get it. They just don't get it. But now they're getting it on their own. It's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right? So it's kind of the same analogy. Now they're doing it on their own. And that's really the best way to do it, is for them to learn about it. But, you know, nothing bothers me more than when people want all these laws in place for things that they don't understand and that they don't have any interest in understanding. You can't do that. You have to understand it, at least be part of it for a minute and understand it and live that life for a minute before you're making laws about it and passing judgments about it.
Well said, and it's a perfect place to stop because we're getting ready to go to a break. Some great comments in the Facebook if you want to jump in. I'm looking at them while we're talking with you live today. Robin says, Pelosi hates your loud shirt, Mark. And David Wilcox reminds us, the Pulse Rampage Killer passed an FBI investigation and mandated CBC and had a state security certification. Pelosi, Pelosi, Pelosi. Good heavens. We'll be after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed, GunBroker.com. You know, it's 100% free. 100% free. I love that because, you know, I'm a fan, a big fan of free stuff. 100% free. All you have to do is go over to GunBroker.com and sign up, and you can peruse over 1.5 million auctions a day. I was talking with Patricia, well, virtually every day this week, just to keep up on the sales over there. It is off the chain. Ammo by the millions and millions of rounds are moving through GunBroker.com. So if you can't find it at your shop or wherever it is you buy ammo, it's over at GunBroker.com, and it's free to join. Now, I've got some stuff I'm going to tell you when we come back from the break. I want to get Amber's perspective on this as well. But, you know, I talk about Mike Lindell at MyPillow all the time. Wait till you see the tweet. I picked this up at about 3 o'clock in the morning last night, and I took screen grabs of this stuff. The attacks he's under from, not believe it or not, Soledad O'Brien, remember her? Yeah. Well, wait and actors, Tim Matheson and others, wait till I read you what we've got coming up in the next segment. It will anger you and blow your mind, and I swear if it doesn't make you support the guy, maybe we're all dead from the neck up. But I'll bring this up in this tweet thing that went down yesterday, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Amber Q, now, I got your picture up on the monitor over here behind me. How you doing today, my friend?
I am great.
You know, I know you have some statistics, FBI stats on new gun ownership. We'll go there in just a second. I want to go back to David Wilcox's comment on the live stream here on the board. The Pulse Rampage killer passed an FBI investigation, a federally mandated background check, and had a state security certification. And I think that bears repeating, because below that, someone else says, and last week folks were pondering, that's Scott Allen says, and last week folks were pondering, is gun control dead? We all know gun control is never going to die. They're like cockroaches. They're going to survive a nuclear blast. And that's because they have billions of dollars backing them. The problem is, whether they're alive or not, will their agenda be accepted after the nuclear blast? I believe that we're in part of that blast zone right now, Amber, correct? I mean, Americans by the millions are saying, hey, you know what? Man, if I've ever thought about getting a gun, now's the time to get it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you had not been a gun, how many people have talked to you so far? Let me ask you, not ask you a hypothetical, but let me ask you a thetical. How many people have come to you and asked you about gun ownership because you do what you do and know what you know since this has all gone down?
I'd say at least 10 to 15 people, and these are not people that already own guns or are in the gun industry in any way or law enforcement or anything like that. These are people that wanted nothing to do with guns before that want something to do with guns now.
And you suspect or have that, is there any compelling, and I don't know, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but have you had any compelling conversations with any of them that would be worthy for listeners to hear that stand out where somebody said to you, wow, I can't believe I've been a liberal bonehead my whole life and now I see the light? Does anything stand out? And I'm being, you know, a little fun in a little bit, but does anything like that stand out?
Well, if somebody who I don't even know what their political stance is, I just don't know that about them. But it's somebody that I am pretty close with. It's actually somebody that it's a family. My daughter's friends with their son, and we were starting to get word that possibly riots were moving closer into some of the communities over here. With some online chatter, and you know she's home all day with her son, and she's like, I don't have a gun, and I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to protect my kid if you know things start happening. And it was a big wake up call for her. She was like, oh my gosh, you know, I need a gun. And I'm like, that's so awesome. I'll go shopping with you. If you want a buddy, I will go with you. No big deal. You know, she was super thankful for that. And she doesn't even, it's not that she even had anything against guns. I mean, she didn't have anything against guns. It was just something she didn't think about. It wasn't part of her life. And now these things are kind of, you know, just making their way into everybody's life, regardless of where you live or regardless of what your background is, whether you live in the country or whether you live in the city. It's just happening. It's just happening to everybody.
It really, truly is. And it begs the question about going forward into this political climate. Let me say what I mean by this. I'm guessing I'm very curious, and I don't have the answer. Pelosi is not a stupid politician. You don't rise to her level by being an idiot. Now, there's, of course, a difference between book smart and street smarts. We all know that, and I'm not sure which one she is, if she's either. But I will tell you this. You don't become the Speaker of the House twice by being stupid in one of those two. I'm not sure which category that applies to is where I'm going with that. But Nancy Pelosi, I would imagine, is throwing out some kind of trial balloon with this to see if this has got any legs and what kind of coverage it might get moving into or as we get closer to November. Because certainly with gun control right now so far on the back burner, the agenda appearing to be crumbling beneath them, but not going away, the only thing I can imagine is that Pelosi is attempting to try to throw this balloon out to find out how this might be received as they go forward. And if you're going to do it, you might as well do it in the midst of what we are today. You think that could be possible?
Yeah, I think that could absolutely be possible. And, you know, you're right. She's not stupid. I think she's really sneaky. And she definitely has some ulterior motives for sure.
Well, and it takes brains to have ulterior motives like that and to implement them and to put them into action. She's stupid like a fox. You can never, ever, ever let your guard down around her. But, you know, it's interesting, as many people are commenting not only today on the stream and on the feed, but have sent me emails and I've corresponded with and have reminded me in personal and private conversations that Nancy Pelosi, while, and I can't say what I really want to say about it. Let's just say Nancy Pelosi has a security detail both paid for by you and me, taxpayers and listeners and viewers, that she is not going to let go of.
No.
She also has private security, Amber, and she's not at home. Sure she does. And you know, as she should. But if you want to take away my private security, which is my right to bear arms, shouldn't you get rid of yours also? If you want to be on, aren't they screaming for equality now? Doesn't that mean all the way around the block here? What am I missing, Amber?
Well, exactly. And that's the thing that upsets me so much. It's like, you know, you sit there in your glass house and you're throwing all these stones at everyone else saying, I'm more important than you. It's me. I'm important. That's why I need armed security, because I'm special and I'm important. You don't need it because you're not important. That's all I hear when I hear a politician say something on gun rights like that is, I have the right protected. You don't.
That's okay for me, not for thee, right? Hey, Amber, we're getting ready to take a break. I apologize. When we come back, I want to go into those FBI numbers that you have. But before we do that, listeners, I want to tell you one is very disturbing about Mike Lindell, and then another very cool story about what social media can do from a personal front that I think will blow your mind, particularly if you're longtime listeners of this show. Think my Memorial Day story that I tell every year about my great uncle, Anthony Geiser, who was shot down leading a bombing run over at Schiphol Air Base in Amsterdam. I'll be back and explain it. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom 6 days a week, seven when you consider a number of stations around the country that air the program on Saturdays and then live throughout the week, too. So we're ticking off some liberal gun hater somewhere around the country with the voice of freedom as we fill your prescription for freedom across the airwaves. I'm proud of that. Love it. Amber, welcome back into the studios with me. How are you today?
I'm great.
All right, I got to tell you a couple quick stories. Number one, I hate social media. And I've told you, listeners, before, if you don't have Twitter and you don't need Twitter, don't get it. Go away from it. It's the most vile, hateful place on earth. And I'm going to read you something that popped up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was actually on Twitter. Amber, it's a true story. Last night, about 3 a.m., I happened to fall asleep early last night, so I got up in the middle of the night. And I started going through some tweets. Now, I follow Soledad O'Brien, if you remember Soledad O'Brien. I can't call her a journalist. I can't call her news. All you got to do is read her tweets to know that there's nothing objective about this woman at all. She's a far left-wing activist and a kook. But you know what, Amber? She's gorgeous. I think she's beautiful. Am I allowed to say that I think a woman is beautiful, or am I breaking some societal norm law now?
I think it's fine.
Okay, you think it's fine? Okay, good. Yeah, she's beautiful. But she's a left-wing kook. But that's okay. So here's the thing. So I start looking at this. She puts a tweet out that said, this guy is basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but it was about six or seven words. It says, this guy is a classic racist. And it was a Tucker Carlson piece taken a little snippet of video taken completely out of context. You could tell if you've got any brain cell in your body, you could tell that it was taken out of context, that what the little line that they put in there that you were saying, you could tell if you put that in context, you would have known immediately. And if you watched Tucker, you would have known what he was saying. But then the tweet responses started. This is an incitement, Roy Bellamy writes. And then Lori Barrett comes in behind it. There are plenty of gun-toting nuts that will hear that and view it as a call to arms against anyone who is black or supports Black Lives Matter. So us gun nuts are going to start murdering black people because I guess Tucker Carlson told us to do that from this stuff. It's ridiculous. Then somebody, Jonathan Swartz, puts in, how does he have any advertisers? Then someone in here, you can't even read their names and don't want to give them a shout anyway, said this station should be banned in this country, referring to Fox. But it's not. It will take a catastrophic event for this station to be removed. He spreads this propaganda to an already paranoid and racist audience. And then someone else writes in, blank Tucker Carlson should be a thing on Twitter with a hashtag. And then Tim Matheson, the actor, jibes in with Fox News is a terrorist organization, to which, and I go back to, a reply from Soledad O'Brien comes in when it says they're desperate. Trump is turning up the heat. How does he have any advertisers? And Soledad responds, well, there's the pillow guy. That's a big one. Who else? And you go on down and they're calling for this man, for everybody to go after the advertisers. And listen, listeners, my pillow, Mike Lindell, has been supporting this program for years. And I've told you, in no uncertain terms, that they hate his guts. And he stands up. And I say when he's under pressure, I know that you can't see these. I don't have them. If you're watching, you can see my tweets up here is where I'm getting them. I'm holding my phone up right here. But I didn't have enough time today to get them back here on the board, which I could easily have done. The fact of the matter is, go follow Soledad O'Brien, and you'll see these tweets in here. You'll understand that what I'm reading you is 100% accurate. The pressure that this man is under is off the chain. They hate him because he's a Christian, because how dare he stand up in the Rose Garden and recite a prayer at a press conference. My God, that's just ridiculous. And he supports Tucker Carlson. He also supports Armed American Radio. And when I say that the guy needs support, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is about more than advertising. This is about the soul of the country, that this man supports the right to bear arms and puts his money where his mouth is, and we owe him the support as a group, as an organization. And that's exactly what we do at my house. Whatever you can do to help this guy, you can do it with helping Armed American Radio as well and send a message. That promo code is AAR, but that's what this man is up against every single day. It makes me sick to my stomach, Amber, when I see this, that Fox should be banned in this country. It should take something catastrophic. You mean like what? CNN and MSNBC should be banned because of the catastrophics of what's going on, the catastrophic situation in this country today with cities being burned by people who undoubtedly watch their programming? Are you kidding me? How about those advertisers? Are they responsible for riots and buildings being burnt down? Amber, talk to me.
That's just how desperate they are. They're the ones that they don't want anybody that doesn't think like them. Anybody. They want to eliminate all the people that are not like them. And last time I checked, that is racist. Okay? The last time I checked, everyone that's a gun owner, supporting Trump, everything else is just, they're chill. They're watching what's going on, shaking their head. They're desperate. They're desperate. And that is their only solution. That's it. And it's sad. It's really sad.
It is desperation. There's no question about it. But my heart went out for my 3 o'clock in the morning last night when I read these. Talk about angry, Mark. Let me tell you exactly what I did. I walked out on my back deck. And I took a breather at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Thank God it wasn't pouring rain, because I would have anyway. But I just stood out there for a few minutes, and I just listened to the woods and what was going on, because it's sickening to me that this is where we are, that the tolerant left would go after. You know what they would do if they had an opera? I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised that his building was unharmed. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't unharmed. He's outside Minneapolis. But he was up in the firestorm up there. And it's mind-boggling. And that's Soledad O'Brien, listeners. That's Soledad O'Brien, the former NBC News, whatever it is she does. I think she's gorgeous, though. I do. But that's her. That's what she's doing, singling out Mike Lindell. and MyPillow. There's the MyPillow guy. He's pretty big. Who else? That's a journalist, a supposed journalist in this country today. It's sickening and it's disgusting. Now, on a funner note, Amber. So, by the way, if you can support him, please. AAR, too. Use the code. Get great discounts and support this man for standing up for your right to bear arms. It's never been more important, honest to God. Amber, and on another note, every year on Memorial Day or that weekend, I tell the story of my great uncle, Captain Anthony Tony Geiser, who was piloting a B-26 Marauder over. He was leading the formation of aircraft. He was the lead flyer, leading the formation on a run over Schiphol Air Base in Amsterdam to take out a bunch of German Messerschmitts that were coming after American bombers on their way to bomb Germany. He was 23 years old. He borrowed the plane that day from a buddy because his was being worked on, and it was called Jake's Jerks. His original plane was called Bugs Bunny. And he promised the pilot he would bring it back unscathed. He was the only plane that was shot down that day. He got hit by flak, lowered the aircraft by a couple thousand feet in case he exploded. He wouldn't destroy the formation or harm any other aircraft. Continued to fight the aircraft until his payload was released before he took a nosedive in an uncontrolled dive. And he and my great uncle and his entire crew were killed. His last name is Geiser. I get a notification, listeners and Amber, on Facebook today. Mark, are you related to so-and-so? Captain Geiser is my great uncle also.
Wow.
Yes. So we started talking back and forth, and it turns out that he is my dad's uncle, and it is also his father's uncle. His father is my grandmother's brother. So we're fairly closely related. He heard me tell that story on Armed American Radio, and it's quite fascinating, and that's the positive aspect of what social media can do. That's a very, very cool story. I will more than likely be bringing him on the radio program at some point in time. I wished to the heavens that I had known him prior to Memorial Day a couple weeks back, or I would certainly have had him on the air. Amber, we spent some time with that. A little bit of angry Mark comes out on that Mike Lindell. I'm angry about that, and I appreciate you putting up with me talking about that and showing those photographs to viewers. But if you want to read those tweets yourself, go out on Twitter and look up Soledad O'Brien, and you can find that string in there about Tucker Carlson and start reading the replies. And the hatred in this country from the left, the hatred of everything that you and I stand for is on full display. And this coming from a journalist, a cute one though, right? She's really pretty. I think she's really attractive. Yeah, but she's a wacko. A wacko. Anything but objective. When we come back, we'll go over some FBI numbers, and we'll wrap up the week on Armed American Radio with our regular contributor, Amber Key. Now, don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. We're at home with y'all, right? That goes back to an old Rolling Stones deal. I was at a concert that they were doing. I didn't know it at the time, but it was actually being filmed live for an HBO special. It was great. Anyway, we're at home with you. All right. That was kind of cool. I want to give a big shout out here from these GunBroker.com studios to all of our sponsors real quick. Leadslinger's Whiskey. You heard the ad. PulseTV.com. Now, this is my fault. I was supposed to have this done today, the new copy, and I didn't. That's my bad. But it'll be up and running on Monday. Not for Sunday, but I'll be talking about it Sunday because I didn't get it done in time. That's my fault. Just like I didn't hit record on this. So those of you watching missed a segment. That's my fault, too. Sometimes I make mistakes. PulseTV.com/ARMED gives you everything they have over there. No more promo codes necessary, anything. It's all right there for you. But we got a special product coming up for you in the next couple days. Crossbreed.com, their discounts up 15 to 20% on the website right now at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Go jump on those and get in on those. They're back now to regular production. And I believe their shipping is right smack on time, so you can get that thing right after you order. It'll be coming to you. Remember, everything there is handmade. MyPillow, what do I got to tell you about MyPillow and Mike Lindell? The pressure he's under, we have to help the man. It's that simple. We have to go out of our way. Car Arms, the Car Arms Platinum microphone, and, of course, GunBroker.com. Let's not forget the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll take any assistance we can give them. Over 40 cases in court right now, five of them. Up in front of the Supreme Court to hear. And we are hopeful we'll hear something next week on which one of these cases they will be taking. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat is going to be joining us in the next few days. Looking forward to that. Bursa, frontsight.com/mark. Frontsight.com/mark. Get the free certificate. You can take the training whenever you want. Doesn't have to be today, tomorrow, next month, or even 10 months. You can take it when you want. It doesn't expire. Frontsight.com/MARK.
and, of course, Emerson Knives. Let's go back. That's EmersonKnives.com, by the way. Let's go back to Amber Q now. Amber, welcome back. You got some FBI stats, right? You want to go over some of those numbers? I love this because it's hard to refute what the FBI says.
When I saw it, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I just feel like it's just great. So the FBI completed 1.6 million background checks last month. 75% jump from the year before, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
And again, it's not, we don't know how many actual guns were purchased at that time. There could have been a background check and no gun purchase, or could have been a background check and multiple gun purchases. We don't know, but it's the best estimate that we have. But you know what always gets me, Amber, is while somebody wants to talk about crime. For example, let's go back to that stupid Elmer Fudd. Have I asked you about Elmer Fudd yet? I don't think I have.
No.
Well, you know Elmer Fudd is being disarmed. They're taking his shotgun away in the cartoons going forward, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me. I've asked every one of my guests about this. And the excuse from the producer, the executive producer, was, well, we want to do our part to help curb gun violence. I guess it didn't bother him when Elmer Fudd was carrying his shotgun chasing that wasquee wabbit around, when gun violence numbers were at their highest in all of their Democrat-controlled cities over the decades. It didn't bother them now until it becomes politically expedient and gun numbers, gun violence, to use their term, according to the FBI, are dropping like a stone, Amber. And we have seen over the last 15 years a record reduction in gun violence. So clearly, political correctness run amok. But you know what they're giving him? They're giving him a big giant scythe, you know, the big sword. So it's okay now, Amber, to hack Bugs Bunny to death. You just can't shoot him with a shotgun anymore, that wasquee wabbit.
I mean, it's just stupidity at this point. It's just laughable. They look like clowns. Do they not do that?
Well, you're out in the desert. And it's not just him, Yosemite Sam also. And, you know, can you see the Roadrunner going by? Do you see it, anything being dropped off of him off those beautiful mountains? Because you're right out there where they're dropping those anvils on little animals' heads out there, aren't they? You hear the TNT Acme explosions going off?
Absolutely, every day, every day.
You hear them at night?
Yeah, violence, constantly.
So you hear them every day at night, Amber?
Yeah, I do. Got you back. You were gone for a minute.
Well, this is Sean. He's dropped, so I'm kind of filling in. So, yeah, the Elmer Fudd thing is just kind of weird. And why do you think that they do this with cartoons? You know, Woody doesn't have a gun, which I didn't really realize that until after I watched the movie 20 times. Why do you think they do this?
Because they're pandering. I mean, they don't have anything left at this point. There's nothing left for them to do. So it boiled down to, that's where we're at. Cartoons, cartoon characters. I mean, that's where we're at with it.
Okay, go ahead. I dropped there for a second, Amber. I do apologize. Thanks for carrying that. I wanted to let you know that we have now, I want to say it's not really a statistic, but I want to kind of use this to segue into two areas with you, Amber. Did you know that shootings and murders are up over 100% as protesters flood New York? So let me put it this way. You mean when the law, Amber, isn't that a fair statement, right?
Yeah. It's crazy. You cut out a little bit, so I'm not sure. I just caught the first part of what you were saying, but it's not shocking to me.
Okay. So when we see, now below that, Seattle bans police officers from schools now. So in New York City, when you allow lawlessness to reign, lawlessness will reign. That will hold true. Let's go all the way across the country. Seattle is now going to ban police officers from schools because apparently if they need assistance, they're not going to get it from the police. So that begs the question, who are they going to call if there's a school shooting. And if you're a school shooter, wouldn't you like to go to a school that you know didn't have police, Amber? So if you allow lawlessness to occur, and we know lawlessness will result because we allow it to occur, if we just telescope to the whole world that we're not going to put police in our schools, isn't that just inviting trouble using that equation and that argumentative reasoning?
Well, it is. Schools are already soft targets to begin with, so it's just going to make the problem even worse.
All right. And then that leads me over to this. And this is a fun conversation to have. I wish we had more time. But are liberals who buy guns hypocrites? That's an aggregator headline over on a website. Are liberals who buy guns hypocrites, Amber?
Well, I think they could have been, but that doesn't mean they can't change their mind. And that's the whole point of what we do, is to get people to change their mind and take defending themselves seriously and stop voting for more frivolous gun laws that aren't going to help anybody in any situation. That's how I look at it anyways.
Yeah, you know, I've always said, and we've only got about 45 seconds before we've got to cut out for today, so let me thank you in advance if I don't get to do that before we have to run. But I've always said, I've asked the question, and it's one to ponder, and that is, can you be a gun rights activist and still vote for Joe Biden in November, who you know wants to take away your guns? My response to that is absolutely not. What you are is a Democrat who likes guns. And I don't have a problem with that, Amber, because if that's the case, I think you're fixable. All right?
Right.
I think you're fixable.
I agree.
But you cannot call yourself an activist and fight for gun rights while you're pulling the lever for the very people to put into power that are trying to take your gun rights away from you. You're not a gun rights activist if you're voting for Pelosi or if you're voting for Beto O'Rourke, right? It's impossible to be both. I don't know how that person sleeps at night. I don't have to worry about it because I have the Constitution on my side, and so do you. It's America. Love it or leave it, right? Okay, Amber Cunow, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I will be back on Sunday, the Monster Cast, with a killer show for you. I can promise you the lineup is still building, but it'll be a good one. It always is. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everyone. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. No cavewoman would have ever respected that. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio this weekend.